This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Elections in Iraq are less than a month away, and there have been serious concerns raised in Washington this week about the influence that neighboring Iran may be having on Iraqi elections. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse has just been embedded with American forces operating on Iraq's border. He joined me earlier to talk about the mission.
I was in Diyala province, which shares a long border in eastern Iraq with Iran. Now, the official narrative here from the U.S. military is that they're here in support of Iraqi forces. They're training them. They're helping them whenever the Iraqis request it. Now, we went out on some patrols both night and day along the border. They still say it's them backing up the Iraqis, but in fact, the numbers of Americans on these operations was actually much larger than the Iraqis. So I think there's a slight disconnect really between the what's being said officially and what's actually going on. What they were doing is going along the border trying to spot contraband coming through, specifically weapons smuggling. There are two things most specifically that they're looking for. One is rockets, some of the rockets that we see fired in and around southern Iraq and also sometimes in Baghdad, and also these explosively shaped projectiles that can pierce through the U.S. troops' armored vehicles. Now, the Americans and the Iraqis themselves, indeed, believe that these are coming across the border from Iran and still causing havoc here in Iraq.
And while you were there, Gabriel, you spoke with a U.S. commander on the ground. That's Colonel Dave Funk. Let's hear what he told you.
We have reflections mostly from the Iraqis who say that there is Quds Force influence here, along with other special agents from Iran. Quite frankly, we can't confirm or deny that, but we do know that a lot of the arms, ammunition, and explosives that we find here being used against Iraqi security forces, our forces, and against the Iraqi people clearly have originated from Iran.
Now, what he's talking about there is Iranian influence in Iraq, not only against U.S. troops, but on Iraqi politics, right?
That's right. When he mentions the Al-Quds Force, that links directly into the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, which, of course, provides a link with the Iranian government. Now, if you go higher up the chain of command in the American military, we see General Odierno saying at the beginning of this week that he thought Iran was exercising a malign influence ahead of these elections, that it was trying to interfere in the politics. That's something echoed by Christopher Hill, the ambassador here, saying that two Shiite politicians who had come up with a list of banned Sunni candidates for this March election had strong links to Tehran. They said they had direct intelligence linking them, suggesting very heavily that this list of candidates that's been banned, which has been causing huge controversy here, was somehow cooked up at the behest of Iran.
What does Iran have to gain by trying to influence the elections, presumably on the Shia side?
I think Iran sees American troops here departing. They see a power vacuum emerging, I think, and they would very much like to be able to have some kind of control over the government in Iraq. There's a lot of oil here, obviously. It's a big neighbor. There's a lot of trade to be done. Now, a lot of the Shiite politicians have strong ties to Iran under Saddam Hussein. Many of them were in exile in Tehran. There's a lot of money coming in from Iran funding these Shiite parties. So it seems quite clear that the preference in Tehran is for some kind of Shiite coalition over a Sunni victory in this election.
The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse, who talked to me earlier about the border between Iraq and Iran and Iranian influence he has witnessed pouring into Iraq ahead of that country's elections next month.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.